picking one corner, you know. Say that's your pantry, see. That's where you keep your pots and pans and glasses and dishes and food stuffs and such as that, you know. Then you had a lard barrel underneath it, you know.
Kept lard in the can,
and your molasses had come in the can, see. And they would use the same type can for the molasses as we did for the gallons of oysters.
Mm-hmm.
The same size jars for canning, you know. In other words, we put oysters in quart jars and we put oysters in pint jars. And consequently, this goes back now when you barter, see. In other words, the big thing then was to get the jar. You didn't waste a jar. As a kid walked along the street, if you found a jar, you picked that up. And then maybe you'd get a tea cake for it if you brought it home. You know, you'd be rewarded because that was, them days you didn't have to pay people to clean up. There wasn't no litter. You know, anytime we'd find a beer bottle or a whiskey bottle, man, I can remember selling whiskey bottle 15 cents a dozen. That was big money. And I didn't care who knew it. I was, every time they'd have a football game over there, you know, and they'd break out the whiskey bottles and throw them down, man, I'd be over there full daylight waiting to get them whiskey bottles. Sell them. I knew the bootleggers. It was against the law to sell them, but what the heck, you know.
Yeah.
And same way with scrap iron. Man, I remember you didn't dare leave a piece of scrap iron or brass or copper. We sold it all to Japan, you know, and then they shot it back at us from World War II. But, I can remember people used to, the old stoves, after they'd get so hot they'd warp, you know, and such as that, people would discard them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy a new stove.
What'd you call all that useless stuff, you know?
Yeah, in other words, stuff that people would discard, you know, mean you'd throw out while we'd pick it up, you know. And we'd sell it, anything that we could scavenge, you know.
Do you have a room maybe where you keep that in the house or outside the house?
No, we had sheds, you know what I mean. We had a wood shed and we had a chicken house and such as that, you know. And then later on, I mean, if you lived out like out there, well, we had a kind of a shed where you could put the animals in during for shelter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
wasn't something that they could live in for days on end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Just a kind of a barn. I wouldn't call it a barn.
Yeah, did they have any barns for different animals, or?
No, we either had the barn, they'd put the, have a stall maybe for the cow, the horse, you know, and
yeah.
Feed rooms, eh?
Yeah.
You'd usually try to put your feet up off the ground, you know, so rats wouldn't get in it.
Yeah. What'd you call that, the upper part of the barn?
Well, actually, the barn was just open, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you had the attic of the barn. In other words, this really wasn't big-time barns, you know what I'm talking about? It was just like a single-family dwelling.
Yeah.
But you had your hip roof and you had your ceiling joists across there, but no ceiling in it, see? It was open.
Yeah.
And you'd put scrap lumber up there and maybe make a flooring, you know, certain items you'd put up there. You used to take and put your fishing poles and oyster stales, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff that you wouldn't use except seasonal, you know, and protect it from the weather because the fishing poles. Uh-huh. Fishing poles would dry and crack, you know, if you didn't take care of them, see. Bamboo would crack open.
Quite true.
And they